Kings of Leon and Sex on Fire. You're listening to BBC Radio 1 with Scott Mills, and Richard Armitage is here. Hello.
Hey, Scott, how are you doing?
I'm very good, thank you. It'd be rude of me not to offer you some orangeade bread before we continue the interview.
Go on then, pass it over.
Oh, no, are you serious?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, you need the protective sheet on the floor in case you're...
How many people have had a go at this?
Well...
Just me and Scott so far.
Me and Becky and everyone in Tonga.
I can take it.
Okay.
All right.
Have a go. See what you think. If you don't like it, I won't be offended. Oh, no.
That was rank.
I can't bear it. That's nasty.
Describe what happened in your mouth.
That's kind of mushy and slightly fizzy and dirty.
Becky quite liked it.
Yeah.
Anyway, a lot of people incredibly excited that you're here today. Even the theme to this show, you know the show I mean, causes a lot of excitement in the office here at Radio 1. This one. Little kind of, I love it. Now, you've got a new show as well, which we'll talk about in a minute, which starts tomorrow on Sky One.
Yeah.
You do have a lot of fans that are ladies, don't you?
Yeah. Oh.
And what are they called?
Both of them.
No, there's a special name for them, isn't there?
Oh, the Armitage Army. Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, there's lots of them.
I only found this out today, the Armitage Army.
Yeah.
Now, without, I'm not going to be rude to these people, because they're lovely, obviously. A lot of people have been in touch with me today from the Army.
Yeah.
And the ones I've got in touch, they're all of a certain age.
Yeah. Have they been texting in about the Fanta bread?
No, just been on Twitter and stuff.
Right, yeah.
What's the average age of your fans, would you say?
I think one of them is about 25 and the other one's about 35, so...
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, the ones just on Twitter just seem a bit older than that.
Okay, so, yeah.
Anyway, no offence to the Armitage Army. I know they're all listening now. Is it true that they throw pants at you?
Pans?
Pants.
No.
Pants.
Yeah. I'd like it if they just threw saucepans.
Saucepans.
Yeah.
No pants have ever come in my direction.
Oh, see, that must be false, that rumour that we heard.
Oh, I read in an interview, because I was doing some research upstairs, that you were doing an interview with some guy from a newspaper and some pants flew at the window, but maybe he was just talking metaphorically.
Yeah, I think he was. Right. I've got pants in the post.
Oh, have you?
They were pants for me, not someone else's pants.
Oh, right.
You've had pants sent to you, haven't you, Scott?
I have, actually, yeah. There was a time where...
It's Kevin that sends you the pants.
Yeah, once a month I get a new pair.
A new pair of pants?
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of took it as, but they thought my work was pants, but...
Oh, no. Yeah. It wouldn't be that. But, like, so it wasn't a fan sending you them?
Yeah, it was.
Oh, it was, right.
And do you wear them, or...?
I'm wearing them now.
Yeah. Okay, good. Which of your roles do you think...
You don't know what I'm here for now. You were looking at that, weren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you've lost your track. Go on.
This is the pant thing. Which of your roles do you think people find you most attractive for?
I don't know. Maybe John Thornton, North and South. It was a bit of a romantic piece. Mm. You know, there was a bit of a kiss at a railway station at the end, and I think that probably did it.
See, we've got another theory. We think it's going to be your Robin Hood character, Guy Gisborne, because... Girls like a bad boy, don't they?
Girls like kebab boy, yeah. Hey. You're right. They do. But they didn't see me at the Birmingham rep as a dancing banana.
No.
That would have done it. Seriously.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. That's not on your sheet, is it?
No.
No.
What's that?
Yeah.
That
we only had man in pub and smug man at party.
No, one of my first jobs, as Sophia Miles will testify, was at the Birmingham rep and I played a dancing banana. In a Faye Weldon play. So,
amazing.
Yeah, find the pictures for that one.
Google that.
I'll just go on Armitage Army.
Go on.
Definitely.
They'll have the costume and everything.
No, but just say that Guy from Robin Hood has absolutely no redeeming features at all, does he?
He does, under the leather. There's a redeeming feature.
Is there?
Yeah.
But.
He's soft on the inside.
Yeah, but they...
You see, that's why girls like bad boys, is because they think
they're
that they'll be nasty to everyone apart from them, and just them they'll protect.
You can tame them.
Yeah.
No, really not. Everyone's like, oh, he's so hot. But he just murdered that woman.
Yeah, exactly. Come on.
Yeah. But there's something about him. You know what I mean? Let's talk about your new show on Sky One, which starts tomorrow.
Tomorrow night.
Tell us a bit more about it.
I play John Porter. It's Chris Ryan's creation, the novel Strike Back. I play John Porter. He's an SAS... operative who kind of makes a decision not to kill a suicide bomber, and that has a bad effect on the rest of his life. He loses his family and his kids, and he kind of goes on a journey of redemption.
Okay. And like I said, it starts tomorrow at 9 o'clock on Sky One.
Sky One, and it's a double episode, so you can see the first episode and second episode back to back.
Very good. Are you in HD?
We are in HD, unfortunately.
Yeah. You're not a fan of that.
Well, no, it looks great, but the face in HD is scary, isn't it? Come on.
It's like when you can see the nose hairs of the umpires when you're watching Wimbledon. Yeah. That's when I think it's a bit too far.
That scene in 50 Rock where they put the girl into HD, it's exactly that.
Warts
and nose hair and
it's
everything.
It's all HD, 3D, HD, 3D now, isn't it?
Can you imagine 3D, me in your living room in 3D? Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. And maybe you'll like hold a hand out on purpose. I'm back. You must have to train so hard for these roles, like particularly this new one.
Yeah, this was pretty tough. I worked with a trainer in the UK and three SAS guys in South Africa, so it was a physical experience for me, the whole thing. So
it's not just a few star jumps, is it?
Not really.
No. What do they make you do? Do they shout?
They shout at you and make you run around the park with a stick until you're sick and, strip down weapons and reassemble them and try and come through a door without coming through the door.
I can't even do 10 push-ups, do you know what I mean?
That sounds quite hard. But when you say that with a stick, what do you mean?
Yeah, well, I had to run around a park with a stick that was the size and weight of a gun just to sort of get used to running with a gun.
So, how many hours a day would you have to do that?
Two or three. Lots of changing direction and sort of, a few star jumps.
Right. Just a warm up.
Yeah, just one or two.
We're told that John Porter is he's going to be like the British Jack Bauer. Are we being told that because everyone likes 24, or is it actually true?
I think it's probably because it is a bit like 24. I, believe it or not, haven't seen 24, very much of it. I've seen one, I think. Mm. So it's quite. I think that's probably a good thing because I don't really know how to compare it. But I think the one-man mission aspect of it is, and the scale of Strike Back, although there's only six episodes, I think there's something kind of cinematic about it which makes people feel
it looks
that
like it a looks movie, like, yeah. Incredible.
Yeah, they look like three movies.
So. How long did that take to make?
It took us about 16 weeks in all, because we started in South Africa and we went up to Namibia and kind of got all the landscapes on film. And then there's a lot of post-production as well, because we shot on 35mm and then it has to be translated into HD, so it was quite a big journey, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Like we were saying about the training, we had Jared Butler in recently. We have him in quite a lot. And when he's doing just a romantic comedy, he comes in here, he has a cake, or 10 cakes. He doesn't care, he loves a cake. But if he's got to do a tough guy role, like the last time he was in, oh my God, what does he look like?
He was so buff.
Incredible. Yeah. He won't touch a thing. He just won't eat
What
much.
Coffee did you have to get me? It was a soy latte, wasn't it? You see?
Yeah.
Think about it.
Yeah.
Are you in training right now?
Yeah, all the time. I'm actually doing sit-ups at this moment.
Right.
You can't see, but I'm...
But
I'm
won't the Fanta bread have ruined
That's
all
why
your
he
work.
Spat it out, you see.
Oh, right.
Secretly, he loved it, but he couldn't eat it for diet reasons.
You actually liked the Fanta bread, but you spat it out. Now, that is dedication.
I'm actually looking at it now, thinking of maybe putting it back in.
Don't do that, please. It looks much more attractive on the floor, doesn't it?
Yeah, on the plastic sheet. Lovely.
Right, Richard Armitage is with us. We're going to play Timberland and Carry Out. More in a sec. It's 10 to 5.